Creative Babble.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Hey guys, it's Javier. So I have a stalker update for you. I just looked up the Maricopa County website and it looks like Tanya and Rick accepted the plea deal. So there you have it. This is how it ends, right? You know, real life is kind of messy. Sometimes we hope to get this spectacular ending. I'm sure many of you would have liked to see Tanya and Rick in court and duking it out and proving this IP address and that IP address. But you know what? That's just not the way it works. Trials are extremely expensive, like I've pointed out before, and it would have been a waste of everyone's time, including yours, to hear this thing play out in court. I mean, honestly, to go tit for tat about the IP addresses and this person said that, and it would have been boring. It would have been a rehash of what we've already heard here on the podcast. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. I think it's a relief that it's finally over. I hope that if Tanya and Rick are indeed the perpetrators or are enabling one of their children who's doing this, I just hope that they've learned their lesson and that they cut the stuff out, okay? Because absolutely no one was buying it. I've only spoken to maybe one person in their family that really supports their story. I haven't heard anyone else, anybody who has looked at this. They immediately jumped to the conclusion that, hey, you're making this whole thing up. In fact, I feel kind of stupid because for a long time, the Heather, who we're calling on the show, her and I, we listened to Tanya and Rick, and for a while there, I believed them. I wanted to help them out, but as time went on, remember, this thing went on for 2 years. As time went on, it became pretty obvious that this was all a lie, and was it a way of getting attention? I don't know. You know, what I'm most curious about is the public's fascination with this case, because when I released this podcast, I mean, I would have never imagined in a million years that this would have ended the way it did in terms of, you know, these people reach out to me and 2 years after, you know, talking with them, they would get arrested and six felonies each. I mean, I would have never seen that coming. But at the same time, you guys are so fascinated by this case, and that's a puzzle that I don't understand. I produce tons of stories, but none of them have gotten this type of intensity, like Reddit forums and spin-off of Facebook groups have been created over this. And another weird thing about this whole thing, it's another stream of conscious episode. Another weird thing about this case is the lack of media attention. It's for all the reasons that you're fascinated by it, I am so confused why nobody in the media has picked this story up, because it really is an intriguing case, especially the local media in Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, trying to find another Fernandez case, I don't know. It's just, who knows when you stumble upon a story like that. I certainly didn't have the foresight to know that this is where the story would take us. I have some regrets. I wish I would have taken Tanya and Rick up on the offer to go visit them in person. I was concerned about COVID, and also, I don't know, the timing wasn't right. Oh, sorry about that. Anyway, I just wanted to give you my thoughts. I think the only thing left of this story, I mean, this might be the finale, guys. This is such a boring finale. But I think that the learning, you know, like if I had to do one more episode on the Stalker case, I would love to have a sit-down conversation with Dr. Gressman and her husband. Because we got the Dr. Gressman episode when we got those police interviews. That was really interesting to get her point of view on this thing. But we've never heard her husband. I mean, he's the central character in this whole thing and completely absent from the story. And part of that is because I've only reached out to them once, and I don't plan on reaching out to them again. I will only want to talk to them if they want to talk to me. So, Dr. Gressman, I know that's not your real name, but if you're listening, or Mr. Gressman, out of personal curiosity, I would love to talk to you. I recognize the reasons why you wouldn't want to talk to me. I bet you want this thing to be over. But it is fascinating, very unfortunate what you had to go through. I hope your careers haven't been impacted by this. But such a crazy story to be caught up in, right? Anyway, I guess that's it for the Stalker. If anything changes, I promise you I will post it on YouTube, Patreon, Pretend Plus, the regular feed. I don't know. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know where we stand, and this might be the last Stalker episode. I hate to disappoint you guys, but then I also thought episode 12 was the last Stalker episode, so what do I know, right? Anyway, signing off. Hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Tomorrow on the podcast, I'm releasing part one of The Red Collar Killer, which, fascinating. This is like white collar criminals who turn violent to try to prevent their fraud from being detected. Really interesting concept, and I think you're going to like it. Anyway, sign up for the Facebook group. There's a lot of chatter there. I'd love to know what you think. I hope you're not too disappointed, but I think this is it, guys. All right, signing off.
Creative Babble.